How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.
Things I didn't hear about. I guess it's not summer unless there's a fire hydrant open, which I didn't know. I didn't know
that's
about
a Chicago
that.
Thing. Okay, yeah. Interesting. I didn't know about that either. What's up, Chicago? I'm Erin Allen, and this is The Rundown. Happy Friday. I'm here with Nudia Hernandez, host of Nudia in the Afternoon on our sister station, Vocalo. Hey, Nudia.
Hi, TGIF.
Yeah. So first of all, congratulations. The Vocalo summer finale has come. You have done your thing, and it has gone. How are you feeling?
Oh, my gosh. I was so nervous. I felt like I couldn't even enjoy it.
Oh, no.
Because, like, just my armpits were sweating the whole time. Like, I was just backstage. Yes. I don't know why. You know, you have your cue cards, and you're scared you're going to, like, mess it up or sound like you're reading.
Yes.
And luckily, I had Biko there, and he helped calm my nerves.
Biko.
But the first break, we went out, and I look over, and he doesn't have his cue card. And I felt like that person. You know that person? What is your cue card?
Yes. You better remember.
I almost had a heart attack. I was like, oh my gosh, you do not.
We have a script.
We had a whole script with a bunch of words to say. And he's like, I knew what I was going to say. I was like, you didn't say any of it. So it was funny. Yeah, no, we got into like an argument backstage. I felt like that person. I felt like a production manager.
Yeah.
But it was so good. Like all of the acts did amazing. I got to enjoy the headliner.
Yes,
I got to enjoy Pivot Gang because after I was done talking, I went out to the crowd.
Yes.
Also, it's so funny, the Chicago culture, you know, being from like bougie California. That people in Chicago, they would rather sit on the lawn with their blankets.
Absolutely.
And their food.
And their food.
Than sit in a nice auditorium seat. It was just funny. I was like, this is very on brand for Chicago.
Yes, yes. We ain't fazed by all that celebrity, et cetera, et cetera. We just want to come out, have a good time. And eat what we want to eat and sit how we want to sit and be with who we want to be with.
So it was a great like end to the summer.
Yeah.
And that's funny because this week it started like raining men. And I was like, oh my gosh, summer's really gone.
Yes. Yeah, soon as fall hit, that cold weather hit. Okay. So this week we're going to talk about your interview with a visual artist, which is very unusual. Usually you interview vocalists, music artists. Yeah, tell me about Emmanuel Gomez, a.k.a. Clue.
He's from Little Village.
Okay.
It's so cute. He looks 17. He looks so young. He's 23 years old. But I'm like, you look like such a baby. I didn't even think about this. It was shocking to me when he started talking about how he got his start in art in graffiti.
Mm-hmm.
And I forget. I'm like, oh my gosh, yes. Like, and so
people be out here tagging.
I forgot. I'm like, oh my gosh, yes. When you're a young, you have energy,
and you don't understand the risk assessment of it all.
Yes, you don't understand like basic law and crimes. You know, you don't watch SVU all day.
Right, right.
So it was very funny to talk to him. I really always love talking to people of color, especially someone that's Mexican American, because the family dynamics are so different when it comes to being an artist, like, you know, singer, songwriter, like instrument player, but a visual artist, it must be even harder to like convince your family, like to show them that you made it or things like that.
Because there's that much fewer visual, professional, thriving visual artists that we can point to.
Yes.
Yeah. Clue designed some of the graphics to promote the Vocalo summer finale.
Yes, he designed our artwork for the summer finale. So it was really cool to hear, you know, because I just look at it, I'm like, oh, this is cute, you know? But to hear like the inspiration behind the graphics, it makes me want to interview more visual artists because it was really cool to hear.
Yes, absolutely. And then you have more visuals for when you post on social, you post on digital, and you about to get in your visual arts bag, I heard, as well, with your arts and crafty.
Oh, yeah.
project you're about to do this weekend?
I'm an amateur. Yes. I paint walls. I painted a picture frame. I'm going to paint another picture frame
this
weekend.
Love it.
Yes, it definitely is, but it's nothing like, I'm not going to be anywhere tagging soon. I'm not gonna be tagging anywhere.
Yeah. And you'll be doing your makeup. I mean, that's definitely
that's
an
true.
Art.
That's true.
Yes.
No, I think we all have a little bit of artist in us,
of
right?
Of course.
We grew up coloring, we grew up drawing.
Yes.
I think we all have it in there somewhere.
Yeah.
Some are just really good at it.
Well, let's get into it. Here's Nudia's interview with Clue.
Vocalo Radio, Chicago's only urban alternative, 91.1 FM. We have Emmanuel Gomez, also known as Clue. Hello.
What up? How's it going?
Oh, let me get the applause for you. There you go.
Appreciate it.
Now you've come by today to do some poster signings. You created the artwork for our event. I was looking at the poster and I was like, I love this. I'm ready to hang it up on my wall.
Thank you.
It's really cool because you are, Chi-Town from Little Village.
Yeah, from Little Village.
Right? Born and raised,
yeah. I've been there my whole life.
Do you think like Little Village kind of struck your creativity in a way, like being from there?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Chicago, Little Village, anything that I talk about in like any imagery that I create, it's always like based on like my experience of growing up in Little Village, Chicago in general, or like, community members, like stories from them.
The poster that, I just saw, the inspiration for them was like an ice cream truck, right? Like the ice cream that you would go like run to the truck to buy.
Yeah, yeah.
Where did you come up with that? Because I thought it was such a cool concept.
Yeah, it was actually Laura's idea. She's the one that originally reached out to me. So it first started off with just the flyer, and the whole concept behind the flyer was to highlight like a Chicago summer, like a summer finale, since it is like Vocalo summer finale show. She just wanted to capture the essence of like a Chicago summer. I was like, oh, what's like Chicago? Like as a kid, what would I go to? And one of them was like an ice cream truck. And I would, always run to it, pick up my ice cream, pay for it, and then like, go back to my friends. So I like the main imagery behind like the flyer was my character coming out of a ice cream truck with like the little ice cream heads being, the performers that are going live. At first, it was just that. I think like the team loved the whole idea behind the flyer, and they're like, oh, what if we make each performer like its own ice cream head? Like, how they have like the Hello Kitty, the Sonic, SpongeBob.
Yeah, like the Batman, right?
Yeah. So they're like, oh, can we take that concept and apply it as like the performers? I was like, yeah, let's do it. And then it ended up turning into a screen print poster.
And that's no, like making an ice cream head of everyone that the artists that are performing, that's no small feat, because there's like 25 members of Pivot Gang. Right? It's just like, it's a lot of ice cream heads. We have that poster. And then we also have the poster. People might have seen this all over the streets of Chicago, the wheat paste posters that have been up. Now, what was the inspiration for that? Because they look completely different.
Yeah, just highlighting summer. One of them was the ice cream truck. And then you have other like little elements like a fire hydrant. Like in a lot of our communities, there's always like fire hydrants open because it's like so hot sometimes during the summer. So like, I wanted to highlight that. I was like, I think that's like a key moment in Chicago, or at least like in Little Village, you see that a lot. Every corner, like there's always a fire hydrant open because it'd be so hot.
Oh, what do you mean open? Like the water's coming out?
Yeah,
hold on,
like,
what?
Yeah. Like you haven't, you as a kid, like you didn't grow up going to like, oh, like your local like little fire hydrant and getting wet or whatever.
Who opens them?
Community members.
You're like, allegedly.
Yeah.
Allegedly, the community members open them or something.
Yeah. So,
oh my gosh, that's so funny.
Yeah. So other like components that make up the flyer is like a lot of the times like we would play in alleys. We didn't have the privilege to like own like basketball rims or whatever. So we will make our own with our, with a milk crate. There's little like imagery in like on the side of the flyer. It's like a back porch or like a back garage with like a wooden panel with a DIY like a milk crate basketball court. That's another thing that people would do a lot like.
I love that. I really love that you it's funny because we have music artists in all the time and I get to hear new details about a song. But having you in, I get to hear all these details about the artwork I didn't even think of. I saw the fire hydrant, the ice cream truck I feel is like what your eyes go to immediately. Mm-hmm. But I didn't notice all these other, little nuances that are in the poster. Being from Chicago, you are super young. You started creating art as Clue, that's like your alias, in 2017. I feel like you've kind of accomplished a lot, like looking at where you've been featured, like the Wonder Museum and stuff. How's that been for you? Like, did you think, like it would be this successful so early on?
I don't think so. It was like, sometimes I have to take a step back and like realize like all the accomplishments that I've done. But yeah, like you said, I started doing art at like at an early age. Started off with graffiti. I had a different name back then. I went through a bunch of different like names, and then Clue struck. And then
why do you think that's the one that stuck?
I think just the meaning behind it. One of my friends actually like named me. We got like caught up in some drama. Like at an early age, we were like, oh, we have to change our names like right now. Like right now, so like people don't know us like anymore. So he like, oh, why don't you change it to Clue? I'm like, oh, why Clue? Like Clue with a question mark. I'm like, oh, why Clue? Like, oh, because like when you go out tagging, you don't want to leave like any clues behind. I was like, oh, okay, let's do it. Like my name is Clue now.
I was going to say, because you know, you mentioned you started with graffiti. Mm-hmm. Can that get a little bit stressful at times because there is no like rules with graffiti?
Yeah, I think to an extent, especially like when you're going out, you're always like living life on the edge sort of deal. Like, oh, like you always have like that the, thought in the back
yeah,
of your head.
Yeah, the adrenaline like, going
yeah.
and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it's definitely fun. And then eventually I transitioned to like what I do now, my character. I've been under the mentorship of Scent Rock. I know he has a couple artworks around the Vocalo office.
Yeah. I mean, Scent Rock and Vocalo, like we have a song for, you know, we have like a Scent Rock song in our category.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, Scent Rock is so huge in that being your mentor. Like, do you feel like that's like some real big shoes? Like, you're like my mentor is like crazy big, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. There's times where I have to like realize that because I met him through a programming, after school programming called Yo Locali. I was still doing graffiti during that time, but I didn't realize how like big he was. He started bringing me around, and I seen like all the love that people were showing him. I was like, oh, this guy's like a pretty big deal, you know? And even now, it still doesn't like shock me just because like we've had like that natural bond for like, what, 7 years now?
So is he like fam?
Yeah.
He's like fam to you now?
Yeah, that's the homie. He's like an older brother, you know?
Looking at younger artists, because I mean, eventually you'll kind of go into that role as well. Obviously, you've been so successful and you'll see like younger artists coming up. If you were to meet someone like you were when you were 13, 14, 15, what would be your advice to someone who is coming up like as a young person and wanting to be an artist?
Yeah, I think just like putting yourself out there. That's like the huge part, especially like if you want to pursue it as a career, like you just got to put yourself out there, get out of your little box. And I know it's hard, but like you have to push yourself and motivate yourself to like go to events, kind of like think outside the box type of deal. But like, don't be afraid of putting yourself out there. Like you're only holding yourself back.
Yeah. Especially with networking, you have to be really uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's sometimes how you meet like the best people. When I was reading your bio and like obviously seeing you're Mexican American from Little Village, what did your family think when you first started? You're laughing. I see you smiling.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I know that you look, Mexican parents do not play like about the arts.
Yeah.
If you are not good, they will tell you are trash.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So what did your family think?
Yeah, I think at first, since I started off, you know, with graffiti, and graffiti has like a
the negative connotation. Yeah,
unfortunately. Yeah. So they were like, oh, what are you doing? And then, you know, I ended up getting in trouble with it once. And they're like, oh, like, what are you doing? What are you doing with your life? Like, we lost you. And like, oh, you know, I just want to, you know, I want to create for the rest of my life. I think they didn't get that. Like you said, Mexicans are like pretty tough, especially like career based.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, oh, you can become like a lawyer. You could do something, go to school and, you know, do something like that's going to pay the bills and all of that. I was like, oh, well, I want like art to pay the bills. I think as I started doing like bigger projects, like the Wonder Museum,
mm-hmm.
I think that's when they started to realize like, oh, this can actually go somewhere for him.
I was going to say, what's the turning point? Because there's sometimes when with Mexican American parents, like, or Mexican parents in general, you kind of need to show them.
Yeah.
Like they need to come to something and like it needs to look big. It needs to feel big. And they're like, oh, okay. So do you think that was kind of the turning point for them where they're like, oh, hold on. He really can't support themselves.
Yeah.
Himself with this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think just showing them like, oh, this person like bought my painting for so-and-so, or like this person commissioned me, or like this a brand wants to work with me. There's like a little more understanding. And even now they're still like, eh, why don't you just go like, you know, back to school and like get a,
mm-hmm.
like a job, like an office job. I was like, oh, mom, I'm too far deep in now.
Yeah, because that's their biggest worry is that you're able to, like, take care of yourself, mm-hmm. you know? They always want a plan B. They're like, have a plan B in your pocket. But sometimes with the arts, you do need to be fully in.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you do need to like put, I don't know how to gamble, but like on red, right? You put all your chips on red. Do you know what I'm talking about? Yeah.
You just gotta go all in.
Yeah, there you go. Go all in. Thank you so much to Clue, AKA your government name, Emmanuel Gomez. Thank you so much for being here with us. And you're signing these posters by hand. Mm-hmm. We've got like over 300 posters you're going to sign. How many have you done so far?
I've done so far 100.
Yeah, so far 100.
Like 200 and something to go.
How's the hand feeling?
It's good. This was a good little break, so I'll probably cramp up later.
Yeah, again, if you buy the posters, Clue's actually signing them right now.
And signing and numbering them as well.
Yeah, so we're going to let you get back to work.
Appreciate it.
But thank you so much for being here with us.
That was Nudia Hernandez talking to Emmanuel Gomez, a.k.a. Clue. Thank you, Nudia.
Thank you.
You can hear more interviews like this at our sister station, Vocalo, at vocalo.org, or listen on your radio at 91.1 FM. And you can catch Nudia in the afternoon live every weekday from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. And that's it for today. Justin Bull and I produce The Rundown. Ariel Van Cleve is our editor and executive producer. Our theme music is by Louis Weeks. This episode was engineered by Maria Lopez. Nudia's interview was produced with help from Morgan Sioka. The Rundown is produced by WBEZ Chicago and is a part of the NPR network. Special shout out to Adorna Migade, Lisa Lavis, Noah Jennings, Emily Seiberg, and Katie O'Connell for their work on our morning and afternoon news episodes. We also get help from Cassie Walker-Burke, Sophie Hernandez-Simeonidis, and Dave Miska. I'm Erin Allen. Thank you for listening. Have a nice weekend. I'll talk to you on Monday. Thank you.